All right, welcome back, Hornet fans. Mark Zimmer along with Butch Shaver coming to you live from Missouri State University in St. Joseph, Missouri. Missouri Western. I said Missouri State. That's where I went to school, down in Springfield.
Yeah.
We're not that far
away. We haven't gone that far.
We could see Springfield from here.
Yeah, we can see Springfield. I'm not so sure you can't see New York City from here. We're so high.
Well, Butch, St. Joe Bishop LeBlanc, thanks to a penalty against the Hornets, the first one called by either team, was able to have new life on a punt return, and they scored 7-0 on a 16-yard touchdown pass from Shaanzi to Hartman. Here's the kickoff. Midget takes it up to the 16-yard line. He was hit and brought down quickly. The ball came loose, but Chillicothe maintains possession. Pat Baker was on the tackle of D.L. Midget there. While we have this timeout, it reminds us Chillicothe Hornet football games are also being broadcast on the World Wide Web, courtesy of Green Hills Technologies and Breckenridge. Just go to our website at kchi.com and click on the link. 17 seconds on the play clock as the Hornets come up to the line of scrimmage to face this Golden Eagle defense. First and 10 for the Hornets at their own 18. Here's a handoff to Plummer. Plummer fights his way up to about the 14 or 19-yard line. Let's see where they spot the ball here. Clock continues to run down to 5:45 remaining first quarter. LeBlanc leads it 7-0. Tackle made by Eli Lilly. They're going to mark the ball at the 15-yard line. It'll make it a second down and 7 for the Hornets. Chillicothe trying to make their way to the west end zone for their score to answer the LeBlanc score. Plummer in the backfield. And Baker. Baker gets the pitch out. No room over around the right side as a lot of LeBlanc players just went through and shredded that blocking scheme of the Hornet offense. Alex Pyatt leading the charge. This timeout also reminds us it's time to visit Woody's Automotive Group in Chillicothe and get wowed. 75 degrees right now here in St. Joseph, Missouri. Beautiful night for football. A light breeze coming out of the east. Wind, though, however, is not a factor. Reverse in the backfield, Plummer to Midget, and Midget goes to the north sidelines and is hit short of the first down, a gain of maybe 2 on that reverse in the backfield by the Hornets. Dylan Garrett sniffing it out all the way. So the second offensive possession of the night for the Hornets will end up in another punt situation for Chillicothe. Aaron Baker is doing the punting chores in a deep snap formation, back deep. For LeBlanc is Court Patrick. Low punt. Patrick takes on the run at the LeBlanc 40. He's at the 45. He's looking to get loose. He's all the way back to the 45, and he's brought down back at the 43 by Matt Schaefer. Good coverage, Matt, on him, in on both punt return tackles for the Hornets. But Court Patrick, Butch, he lost about 8 yards there as he tried to come backwards and get another hole.
He forgot what direction he was running there, and Matt was able to get out there and make the stop as LeBlanc's going to take over on their own 43-yard line. Now, right here, that Hornet defense has got to do something. They've got to come up with a stop right now, try and get the ball back to the offense.
LeBlanc has it first and 10 at their own 43-yard line. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. That's Patrick to the left. Hartman and... Okay, here's Shaanzi back to pass. Looks to throw to Lilly. Lilly caught it at the 45 and turned upfield but went out of bounds as he had not much acreage left before he hit the out-of-bounds marker, but a gain of about 4 yards there by Lilly. Tyler Garcia on the coverage of Lilly there. Lilly is a pretty good-sized tight end. He's a junior, 6'2", 208 pounds. Good size at the tight end position. 3:34 remains first quarter. Golden Eagles lead it 7-0. Court Patrick wide to the right. Hartman and Obermeyer wide to the left. Shaanzi hands off to Pyatt. Pyatt goes around the right side, hit hard after a gain of maybe 1 yard. No, it looks like he's going to be just lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage as that play was slow to develop in the backfield. Luke Plummer leading the charge for the Hornet defense.
Luke Plummer probably made the best hit of the night right there for the Hornets as he put a lick on him right there as he lost. LeBlanc lost about a yard on the play, so it's going to bring a third down 11. Good job that time by the Hornet defense. We need to do it one more time right here on a third down situation.
Patrick and Obermeyer wide to the left. Hartman flanked tight to the left. Pied in the backfield. Shaughnessy goes back to pass, continues to stare to the left side of the line of scrimmage, throws over the middle. It's caught at about the 50-yard line by Court Patrick. He's tackled by Aaron Baker.
Heads up play that time by Aaron. He kept him short of the first down marker. He's going to be short by about 2 yards. He can bring up a fourth and two.
Looks like they're going to punt here. They were thinking about going for it, Butch, but Dudek's not going to roll the dice just yet early in this game, already leading 7-0. Sam Shaughnessy is in to punt. Back deep for the Hornets is D.L. Midget. He's standing back at the Hornet 15-yard line. Snap goes back cleanly to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy tries to kick it away from Midget, which he is successful in doing. The ball continues to roll and is down by Pyatt at the 18-yard line of Chillicothe. Well, folks, want to say a big Hornet hello to my daughter, Jensen Simmer, who is getting ready to celebrate her 15th birthday this coming Sunday. Man, Butch, I remember way back when I was so nervous, you know, that she was going to be delivered during football season.
I know.
I was going to break my streak of consecutive games, you know. And now she's almost the same height as me.
I know.
And everything.
I know. They grew up way too fast.
And we get old way too fast.
That's right.
Here's Lawhoff pitching back to Midget. Midget goes around the right side. Ooh, he was upended by Court Patrick. He did get some positive yardage, did Midget, a gain of about four out to the 22-yard line of Chillicothe.
That may be the biggest gain of the night for the Hornets right there, a five-yard, almost a six-yard gain by D.L. We need to make 5 and 6 yards of the crack. You're going to win some ball games. We just need to keep doing that.
1:30 remains in this first quarter of this Midland Empire Conference game. Chillicothe trails LeBlanc 7-0. Hand off to Plummer going off right tackle. Gets tripped up as he crosses the line of scrimmage, but he's close to a first down. It's just going to depend where they mark it. Right now it looks like they're going to mark it at about the 28-yard line. T.L. Romesburg on the tackle of Plummer. It looks like it's going to be enough for a first down. Referees are going to stop the clock, though, and bring the chains out from the Hornet side of the field, which are sidelines, which is Chillicothe set up on the north sidelines, and LeBlanc is below us here on the south sidelines. They're bringing out the chains. While they do that, I want to say a big hello and I love you to my wife, Sherry Simmer, who's back home manning the house where a bunch of girls are celebrating Jensen's birthday. First down, Chillicothe, Butch.
That's their first down tonight. We needed that. Get a little bit of momentum and keep that Lafayette offense off the field. Just keep this drive alive. Let's go down and put some points on the board.
That's, yes, indeed.
That's what it's all about here.
Chillicothe's averaging 13 first downs per game so far this year and averaging 21 points on the offensive side of the ball this year. I formation of the backfield. The deep back is Midget. Midget gets the call. He gets stuffed at the line of scrimmage as LeBlanc just probably looks like nine guys fell on top of Midget there. There's only three were still standing for LeBlanc. Caleb Jimenez was in on the leading tackle there of Midget. Down under 30 seconds remains here in the first quarter. 7-0 the score. The Golden Eagles on top of the Hornets. 20 seconds on the play clock as the Hornets break huddle. Second down and 9 for the Hornets at their own 30 at the east end of the field. Shotgun formation for Lawhoff. Lawhoff hands off to Midget, who came across the back of the backfield, and he is brought down right at the line of scrimmage. Right now, Butch, our offensive line is not controlling the line of scrimmage against LeBlanc. Dylan Garrett on the tackle for the Golden Eagles.
Bring up another third down for the Hornets, third and long, and that's the end of the first quarter. as Chillicothe trails LeBlanc by a score of 7-0 here in the